King of Country campaign, petition to replace Bad Bunny with George Strait in Super Bowl halftime show passes 41,000 signatures. By Jasmine Jordan on October 18, 2025. A campaign urging the NFL to replace Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny with country legend George Strait for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show has surpassed 41,000 signatures, intensifying the debate over the league's entertainment choices and cultural direction. The Change.org petition, titled Replace Bad Bunny with George Strait for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, has drawn over 41,000 supporters as of Saturday. The petition says that the annual performance should honor the cultural tapestry of America and remain family-friendly, describing Strait as a unifying figure whose music reflects the heart and soul of American music. The petition's statement calls for the National Football League to feature Strait, known as the King of Country, citing his record of over 60 number one hits and 4 decades in the industry. It notes that his authenticity and raw emotion represent the qualities needed to bring Americans together during the event, which will be held at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. The campaign asserts that Bad Bunny represents none of these values, referencing his drag performances and artistic style as contrary to what families expect on football's biggest stage. Change.org told Breitbart News that the petition was launched by Carshell, a Texas native and country music fan who believes the halftime show should celebrate American country music heritage. The organization said the effort has resonated particularly with country fans, Texans, Strait's home state, and audiences in the Bay Area, where Super Bowl 60 will be hosted. The petition follows growing backlash surrounding the NFL's selection of Bad Bunny as the 2026 halftime headliner. The announcement, made in late September, has spurred social media boycotts and criticism from public figures and former athletes. Former Los Angeles Rams star Eric Dickerson questioned the league's decision, stating that if Bad Bunny doesn't like the United States, just get your ass out of here. President Donald Trump also weighed in, calling the NFL's selection of Bad Bunny absolutely ridiculous during an interview with Newsmax's Greg Kelly, saying he had never heard of the performer. Former NASCAR driver Danica Patrick and conservative commentators Benny Johnson and Joe Concha accused the league of being out of touch with its audience. Bad Bunny's upcoming performance will mark the first Super Bowl halftime show performed entirely in Spanish. The artist, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has drawn attention for previous remarks about U.S. immigration policy and for videos showing him opposing immigration and customs enforcement agents in Puerto Rico. He also made headlines earlier this month after remaining seated during God Bless America at a New York Yankees playoff game. In response to the controversy, Turning Point USA revealed on October 9 its All-American halftime show, scheduled to take place the same day as the Super Bowl in February 2026. The event, which the organization says will celebrate faith, family, and freedom, is being promoted as an alternative to the NFL's performance. The petition had reached 5,100 signatures on October 14, according to previous reporting by Breitbart News, marking a surge of more than 35,000 additional supporters in just 4 days.